Yeah, we have. We've been able to tie telework to higher goals, if you will. And one of the higher goals that we've been able to tie it to is GSA's Administrator Martha Johnson's moonshot, which is to reduce GSA's environmental footprint to zero. So that has, you know, gotten everybody's attention and support for telework in support of the zero environmental footprint effort. We've also stressed the importance of the continuity of operations for government operations. As you know, living in Washington with the snowstorm you all had last winter.
We've had every weather under the moon this year.
Yeah, so having the ability to work from anywhere is very important for the government. And finally, we think it's a great way to attract and retain a world-class workforce. So, you know, communicating those concepts and those higher goals in an effort to support telework has been helpful for us.
And it's so interesting because whenever I'm talking about green initiatives, telework always comes up, and yet it seems like something we've talked about for so long, and yet oftentimes is difficult to actually bring about. How have you actually brought it about?
Well, maybe Ellie, I describe Ellie Upchurch as a person who was a skeptic, but who is now a convert to telework. And Ellie, if you could go ahead and weigh in on what your concerns were and how you've been transformed, I guess, that would be great.
Okay, I was very skeptical at first.
And let me stop you right there. What were you skeptical of?
I had always been able to interact with my employees one-on-one in the office, face-to-face, you know, kind of that right here, I can see your reaction type thing.
And I always think part of it is also being there at the water cooler and knowing what they're talking about and knowing what people are thinking. And so you're at least, it creates that different interaction that you have that you may not have otherwise.
Right. It bothered me to know that they would no longer be, I would no longer be able to see them on a day-to-day type of a scenario. And as a supervisor, I was concerned at how much I could adequately be able to supervise them from a distance.
Yeah.
But when my supervisor asked me if I would please just try this, I was skeptical, and I said, okay, trying to be a team player, and I hate to admit it, but I was very wrong. Through the use of collaboration tools such as meeting.gsa.gov, which is an area where we can go out to a website, and also through a bridge line, we will have communication with our employees immediately. We share screens, actually look at the same documents that they're looking at. As far as water cooler talk, we're still able to do that because we can go to another site, connections.gsa.gov. And like today, there's been all kinds of talk on there just simply about things such as Dancing with the Stars or how, a good recipe for low-fat chicken, you know, that you can throw in the crock pot. Just stupid little things, but things that we are able to talk back and forth on and have actual conversation and water cooler talk on.
Things that are important to building the relationship that then you use when you're interacting on work stuff as well.
Correct. And, you know, I have learned that the mission doesn't suffer because I'm teleworking. And, in fact, it's a transparency to my customers and my contractors alike. And I feel that through the collaboration tools that we have, I've got more one-on-one interaction with my individual employees and my team than I had before. I can actually do an online meeting through same time where I can have all of them connected at the same time and we can all be chatting back and forth.
Wow. I know, you know, for as long as I've been covering government, everyone's been saying, okay, we need to focus on results. We need to focus on what the work we actually do, not on the individual workings of it. And OPM's doing this results only work environment where you totally focus, you blow out the time sheets and the time cards and all that stuff, and you purely focus on results. As a supervisor, as somebody has to do this, it seems like this almost forces you to focus on those results and not on how the people are doing their work.
Well, that was easy for us to do because in the acquisition field, we are monitored by the procurement cycle times that we do. And so we already had those instruments in place to be able to do that. So we were able to monitor cycle time for our modifications, cycle time for the reviewing and awarding of the offers. And we've noticed that in both instances, it's gone down considerably. So where we may have been originally at 80 days on an offer, now we're at easy, sometimes as little as 50 days. So, and no more than 68 to 69 days.
Wow.
So, I mean, we've seen that happen. Modifications, since our center has gone all electronic as of February, we are able to do a mod sometimes in one day.
Mike, was it difficult for you coming in there? Because I know a lot of government organizations, they initially, it's hard to get over that hump of saying, okay, we're going to actually do this. And a lot of folks look to you and say, hold on, can we really do this?
That's exactly right. And I had the luxury of, being the regional commissioner out here where I could just make the decision that we're going to do it. And luckily, we've had people like Allie and others who've been receptive to just do it and give it a try. And they've been very surprised at the result. I mean, you put your finger on a key to this is, everything's great working from home or working remotely. But if your objective business performance measures suffer as a result of it, that's not going to work for anybody.
Right.
So, one of the things out of the box that we wanted to make sure we did was objectively measure our performance. And like Allie described, our objective business performance measures have actually increased. They've improved. So that's great. And I attribute a lot of that. A lot of the people who I've talked to are in the program. They talk about they're getting more sleep. They're getting more exercise. They've had better eating habits, more family time, less stress. And to me, all of that translates to a happy employee. And if you have a happy employee, I believe you have more productive employees. So.
And do you do this as everyone teleworks, or did you do it with a small group of set? I understand you started off with, 43 people, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have 300 plus or minus folks out here in Kansas City that work in my office, but all of those folks are teleworking at least one day a week, 92% of that 300. But we wanted to ramp it up in support of the zero environmental footprint goal that GSA has as an agency. So we took a smaller cadre of 45 folks, and we offered them the opportunity to telework up to 5 days a week in a pilot. So we're in the middle of this pilot right now, and we're learning a lot of things and trying a lot of new tools. So it's been a very interesting and rewarding program so far.
And I want to get from both of you some of those lessons learned. I know you're only midway through, but I know you're learning a lot already. But and first, I wanted to say you've conducted a initial sort of survey, informal survey, to see how these folks are doing. And almost by every measure, people are saying, hold on, we actually like this.
Exactly right. Yeah, people are saying they really like it, that their overall job satisfaction, for example, 83% of the folks surveyed said that their satisfaction had increased. 86% of our folks said they felt more reinvigorated. 77% felt that they were more productive, which has been borne out by our objective measures. And 54% of folks said they actually communicate more. One of the things that surprised me was you'll have somebody who sat in a cubicle three rows down from another person,
right,
and they said, Mike, I've communicated more through these social media tools now than I ever did when I was sitting three rows down from the person in the same, building. So it's been pretty interesting and surprising, some of the things that we've learned through this pilot.
Ellen, I know you said you were a little bit, you sort of gritted your teeth and say, okay, I'll do it for the better of the organization. But my sense also is that there are some, some of your workers who sometimes go, hold on, I like the water cooler. I'm not sure I want to be at home all the time.
Well, and that was the case. But now we do have, like I said, through our collaboration tools, we also have an area where we can do the water cooler talk.
Mm.
And I'm finding that they do that continuously throughout the day. Usually some of them will do it at noon, some of them will do it in the morning, some of them will do it in the afternoon. But, I mean, because of that, they're still getting that interaction. I also want to note, and I don't know the specific percentages, but our sick leave usage has significantly decreased also. People are less prone to call in sick because they don't have to necessarily feel the greatest to be able to still work.
No.
They're not having to come into the office, and also the germs aren't being spread around that way. They're being confined to their own home and still doing the job.
So let me ask you both, as I say, I know you're only midway through this pilot. Any lessons learned already, some things that either you're tweaking because you found that they didn't work as well as you had hoped, or things that just work so well, you definitely say everyone needs to do this?
I'm thinking the productivity has just increased fantastic. People are really feeling empowered that they this is a privilege to them, and so they're more apt to actually do work faster, quicker, and more consistent.
Mike, any thoughts come to mind as you already start thinking about lessons learned?
Yeah, as far as lessons learned, I would say that managers out there need to think this through and plan this through up front. For example, we have work unit telework plans where before we allow the folks to go out on this extended telework, they have to be able to address how are you going to keep your employees engaged, how are you going to promote that collaboration, what are your objective business performance measures. So various things like that that you need to think of and plan for up front. And then as supervisors or managers, you need to vigorously manage telework as if it were a program. So that's a key, I think, is the planning. And then second, just jump in and do it. I mean, you can always pull back if things aren't working, but I encourage people to just give it a shot.
And was there any pushback on 5 days a week? I know a lot of government agencies, they say 1 day a week, maybe they even do a couple days. From what I understand, the surveys show you need at least 3 days to make it both cost, make it for good work for both the agency and for the people. But 5 days a week, that's a lot. That's more than I think a lot of agencies are doing.
Sure it is. And we've had, you know, there were some eyebrows that raised when I proposed and implemented this telework pilot. But the key, I think, is that we have had that support at the highest level of the agency to try to innovate. Like I said to my folks in the past, we're out here in the regions, and as the states are viewed as the laboratories of democracy, I view, and a lot of people view, the regions as the laboratories of innovation. And Martha Johnson and her team have given the regions and GSA in general, you know, the green light to innovate. So that support at the highest level is crucial.